Hey, warriors. Hey, listeners. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is Happy Hamstrings. This is your host, Julie Brown. Today is Thursday, February the 16th, and I finally have some good news. It's good. I'm going to save it, though. If you follow my social media, you may already have seen this announcement. Anyway, if you're just now listening for the first time, this podcast is to document my fitness journey. I started it with my yoga teacher training so that I could find development as I can grow and learn. And what I learn, I want to share. And today's episode is especially special because I feel like I've hit a big milestone. So if you've been listening already, you know I've spent hours upon hours upon hours inputting these workouts, writing down workouts on paper before I did that. I have just got paperwork of workouts like coming out of my ears, and I've been really glued to my screen trying to focus on making the workouts right, and then I'm practicing the workouts. When I practiced the workouts I designed, that was a key element to my surprise and like, oh, learning we don't have like some of the things that I posted into the workout. Which I won't get into those specifics, but if I put equipment in there, I need to make sure it's equipment that is going to be available to them. And also being aware of the distance, you know, if I want them to do supersets, how far away, like, the row machine was from the other equipment or whatever. So that barely gives rest breaks the way I had designed it, which was kind of what I was going for, to keep it in the cardio zone, because when you're lifting weights, you can stay in a cardio zone. Which is important if you want to burn more calories. Anyway, so I had a lot of fun in doing that and creating little PDF files of some of my workouts and saving them to my computer. I was like amazed that how I can do this, because I come from clipboard era. If you're like young and you're listening and you're like, why is she going on about this? My first time I was personal training, we just had this big filing cabinet. Okay, some people are laughing right now. And you would just go and you would pull the file of the client and you pull out the clipboard and you just walk around and write down the weight. Seems pretty simple. You know, that's actually the way that I prefer. But now that I'm learning this new way, it's like a lot less paper, a lot less waste of paper, I guess. You know, it's good. However, I like to keep things on paper. Because you never know, like, there may be a glitch in the system, or there may be, you know, like, their server may go down. I like to have things on paper as well, because I guess in that way that I'm visual, I like to see, okay, here we only made it to 50 pounds one set. You know, I can go way back and just flipping through pages. There's really, you know, there's nothing wrong with being an analog trainer. I just will do it both ways. To consolidate notes, because there's some things that I'm going to make notes of that there won't be a way to make a note in some software, maybe. I don't know. They're adding more features, so there's ways to make notes in this one. Like I can write down, like, make sure this happens in this exercise. Like I can do that, which is good. I found out I can't make videos yet, but that's okay. I understand why they have, like, started a filtering system for this app, so I'm not going to add anything until they approve it. Anyway, getting back to the personal training thing. So I haven't gotten any clients. I've had some sit downs with people who were considering potentially having me as a client. Now today I can reach out to these folks. There's some kind of a special going on today, like a special price, like one day deal. So I can text the information out that some people were kind of not sure if they were ready to invest, you know, give them a chance to jump on this deal. It's a pretty good deal. It's like 12 sessions for $350, something like that. Anyway, I had only been teaching like 4 classes a week. That's not to say that I wasn't doing other work. I was doing some time where I was calling people on the phone, texting them that they get to have a sit-down fitness consultation with a trainer. Like, that's actually on the club. It's part of your membership as a perk. It's really interesting to see that, like I've talked about that trickle down effect. It's just everybody's kind of in a tight place right now. The economy is in a strange, terrible place. So economically speaking, there's been a little bit of a trickle down effect to specifically my career and a few other careers, like, you know, live musicians that weren't able to perform for like a very long time and that was their income, but they couldn't have concerts, like things like that. Just a lot of really specific jobs and safe jobs were nurses, bankers, Walmart workers, and like things like that. Like specific workers to jobs that had to exist, gas stations. I'm trying to think of what else, like everybody in the hospital had a safe job. But what my friends who worked in hospitals said was that they were still always understaffed, couldn't get enough workers. Or if they could get the workers, the hospital wouldn't spend the money to hire the needed amount of staff. But that was something happening before and possibly got worse. So anyway, I'm not going to go off on that. That's a whole thing. Don't get me started. I said that as if you provoked me. You didn't provoke this. I'm provoking myself. This is where cognitive therapy comes in. Like, why do I argue with myself? So I put myself into this weird place where I thought, oh, this is just never going to happen. And on some of my episodes, I even said, like, it's because I'm a woman. Like, maybe it's because I'm a woman. You know, there is a possibility that I'm going to need, to get my client to use the wall rather than catching with me. Because if that client can throw a very, very heavy medicine ball, we're going to have to either bounce it off of the rebound or we're going to have to bounce it off the wall. But there are some of those medicine balls that I'll have clients that can toss weights that I potentially will not catch. Like, I might not be able to. Like, maybe I'll catch it and get knocked down. Because, you know, people can be stronger than me. So I started thinking, like, it's because I'm a woman. Like, I put myself into this whole self-sabotage way of thinking, and a lot of people in the fitness industry talk about imposter syndrome. And if you don't know what that is, you can look it up real quick. It's just thinking that you don't belong where you're at. Like, what if they find out I'm not as good as I should be? And almost every fitness person, I'll say, has some form of that, especially when you stand up in front of people for the first time. My new bosses are they're assisting me. They're assisting me in learning on my new bosses, and they're also great and patient. I feel like I'm like reintegrating myself back into society because I was still teaching. It was just very, very small. And this is still like very small groups, but, I took such a long break from teaching weightlifting classes and setting up for those F45 classes. And this 360 class I'm about to teach, it's going to be like, it looks like a lot less equipment on some days. And I really like the way they're using like a lot different parts of the gym. Sometimes they'll integrate the treadmill. Sometimes they're putting exercises down on the list that I'm having to Google it. Like, I Google that, I'm like, there's a million names for like thousands of exercises. And that's something else I talked to one of the young men that's been teaching me there, is we talked about how, you know, somebody might call one thing penguins and then the other person may call it heel taps. You know, the like oblique side waistline crunch, like there's different names. And I was like, oh my God, there are so many names for all of these exercises. Like, that is so true. So the top 20, which I'm being tested on as a formality, just to make sure I'm want to have it perfect. The thing is, I'm not going to surprise my regular listeners. I got too wordy. Like, I use too many words, because if you give too many cues, which I do this in yoga sometimes, if you're listening and you've come to my yoga class, like Robin knows, sometimes I just say too much. And I over-cue. That's what we call it in yoga teacher training. I over-cue. one of my teachers, it was Shelly, came up to me and said, when you give a cue, give it time to land first, and then maybe move on, you know, to the next when you're ready. And I really thought about that a lot, and I was like, you know, that is really, that's really my problem, is I feel like when I'm teaching that I have to fill up the air all the time, but that's not the case. Anyway, I've learned so much from so many different people, and I've loved working with people that want to be fit and be healthy and be well. It's made me more well. But as far as the personal training goes, I just got the good news. This is the good news I was saying 10 minutes ago. They don't normally allow people to cross train with different club fours. I mean, obviously, I'm in a non-comp where I can't teach or train anywhere else. I don't even teach yoga now because of their non-comp requirements. So now they're going to allow me to cross train at both the Trustful and the Hoover location. What this means, instead of me teaching this weightlifting class I've been going on and on about at the place that I thought I was going to be teaching it, it's actually a place a little closer to my home. So yay, it's actually like about 11 miles closer to my house. Not a lot. I mean, it's still a very like long drive, but in a like year's time, that will like save me a little bit, gas and time. And I will still be teaching the group fit classes, and they're going to allow me to do personal training at both, even though I haven't really acquired any personal training clients. I don't know if it's because he noticed that I'm really making an effort to get clients. Like, I'm really calling and texting, and I'm really getting the consultations. Like, I even asked the front desk, like, please help me get some consults. Speaking of which, I've got to go soon. I'll have a consultation this afternoon. I get to go sit down with somebody, and like, after doing a few, I feel like my first few weren't that great. It's just an opportunity to kind of help somebody. Even if they hire me or not, I need to look at it like that. Like, this is an opportunity to try to just give them like a springboard, into their trajectory, for their path, like their true healing path of being healthy. And I've got someone I met, I don't want to say who, but I'm going to ask them to come on my podcast and share their story, because I think their story is very like powerful and moving, and many people who listen to this, if they've been through some similar stuff or different situations, they could relate with healing, that we could all benefit from this person's story. I haven't asked yet. We'll see. Most of the time, I have a hard time getting guests lately. Like, people don't want to really communicate as often, it seems. I haven't reached out to Becky in a while. Becky, if you're listening, sorry. I have been commuting. I don't really want to do podcast episodes while I'm on the road, because, you know, semis and traffic and mindfulness and all that. I've stopped. I think I did one episode where I was driving. I've stopped doing that because I meditated on that. And see, right now, imposter syndrome, it just stepped in. I haven't meditated today. So anyway, I'm going to go and meditate and get my things done. Whatever you're doing today, I hope you're working towards your goals, whatever your personal goals are. Make it about what you need, and just try to be as kind to yourself as you can today. No matter what you're going through, if you're having like physical or some kind of emotional or spiritual thing, just try to be kind to yourself and know that you're loved. You are loved. And wherever you're at, may we be happy, healed, and free. And know that however you are made, you're made whole, just as you are. Thank you so much, and namaste.